In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise be Jesus and Mary, now and forever. Dear brothers and sisters, today we celebrate the feast of the Holy Family, which is a beautiful feast that should make us reflect on our own family. How are things in our family, we should ask? How are things at home? Is mummy and daddy always fighting with one another, always arguing? Are the children always rebelling and they don't listen? Are the parents giving their children good example? We all come from a family. So you might have an O'Reilly family or a McAllister family, or you all have the same surname, so you're one family. But are you really one? Are you united? Are you together? What is it that helps keep a family together? Unfortunately, today, there are so many broken families, so many hardships that families face. Every family will have their cross. Every family member will also have their own individual cross. And every family will have to undergo periods of trial and hardship. And it's unfortunate that at times you'll find some family members are not talking to other family members, and so on. So we have a lot of troubled families, a lot of divided families, and homes where the love of Christ does not reign. In today's second reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians, we are told that we should be clothed in sincere compassion, in kindness, and humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with one another. Forgive each other as soon as a quarrel begins. The Lord has forgiven you. Now you must do the same. And we are also told to always be thankful. Let the message of Christ in all its richness find a home with you. So this is important for us. Compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, to bear with one another, to forgive each other as soon as a quarrel begins, and to always be thankful. So husband and wife, be thankful for each other. Parents, be thankful for your children. And children, be thankful for your parents. So these are means of helping bring us together. And St. Paul also tells us, let the message of Christ in all its richness find a home with you. In other words, let Christ's message be in your heart. You have to become that message. What is the message of Christ if not one of love, humility, and obedience? Now, this love, humility, and obedience is found in an eminent way in the Holy Family, found in Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. We should have a devotion to all three. I mean, above all, Jesus is God, so it's obvious we are to love God above all things, and because he is God, we are also to adore Jesus. But we should have love and devotion towards the Blessed Virgin Mary and Saint Joseph. Get to know Saint Joseph. Many times Saint Joseph is forgotten, he's left put to the side. But he will provide for all of your needs, and he will protect you, just as he protected the child Jesus. We heard about that in today's gospel. Now, just as Saint Joseph defended the child Jesus, he will defend each one of you and will be a father to you also. Saint Teresa of Avila explains that some saints intercede for something in particular. So, for example, Saint Christopher for those who are traveling, Saint Rita for impossible cases, or Saint Anthony if you've lost something. But Saint Joseph will intercede for everything. So, if you want to be a good husband or a good wife, go to Saint Joseph. If you want to be faithful and obedient children, go to Saint Joseph. Even in your careers, Even if you're looking for work, even if someone desires to get married, to find someone, go to St. Joseph. If the young are struggling to be pure, go to St. Joseph. He intercedes for everything, and he will even be a companion and a friend and be there for widows, those who are alone. He will be there for the elderly, for grandparents. There's nothing that he won't help us with. So let us get to know St. Joseph. But returning to what we said about whether our family is one or not, whether we are together, Father Peyton did well to coin the phrase, the family that prays together stays together. So this is very important for us, to pray together as a family. Also for husband and wife to pray together. Don't be surprised if you find that there'll be a time when the love might grow a little bit cold between you. Place the Blessed Virgin Mary between the two of you, and you'll find that that fire will be rekindled. The devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary will save families, and we must place her Immaculate Heart at the center of our family, because where she is, there her son will be. But do we have a test, a way of us understanding or not whether we have a good family or whether we are being pleasing to God or not? We can find the answer in St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, which we also heard today. St. Paul tells us, wives, give way to your husbands as you should in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and treat them with gentleness. Children, be obedient to your parents always, because this is what will please the Lord. Parents, never drive your children to resentment, or you will make them feel frustrated. So this is like an examination of conscience for the whole family. Do we live this? How can we live this? The best way to observe all of this is to have more devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. I cannot stress that. If you want peace, joy, benefit, well-being for your family, have more devotion to Our Lady. Become more Marian. What does it mean to be married? To be of Our Lady, to love Our Lady, to be one with Our Lady. So husbands, the more Marian you are, if you are a man who is Marian, who offers to the Blessed Virgin Mary flowers, hymns, devotion, all of that will transfer, pass on to the love of your wife. The virtues of Our Lady, you will be gentle. So a man, a husband who has his heart united to the Blessed Virgin Mary, how can he fail in loving his wife? How can he fail in being gentle? And he would love his wife abundantly because of his devotion to Our Lady. And wives, if you are more Marian, you will hear the Blessed Virgin Mary's gentle voice speaking to your conscience, saying, don't undermine him. Don't contradict him, especially when the children are there. Don't argue in front of them. It's true. Just because the man has the authority, let it be understood, the man is the head of the family, but just because he is the head does not mean the man can't humble himself and listen. So husbands, you have to be humble as well. But the wife will hear the gentle words of Our Lady, reminding her not to undermine the husband. And I'd like to stress the role of the woman, because it's so important. In many ways, it's the woman who saves society. It's the woman who will save the world. She has such an important role. But that brings a lot of responsibility. Mothers, you'll find your children will watch you very carefully. So sons and daughters will obviously watch the father as well and look to see how he's reacting. But your example is in many ways crucial. How you respond, how you react. If there is a wise man in the world, it's because he's had a wise mother. Usually you'd find the saints had a virtuous mother and they learnt the virtues from the mother. So it's very important for the wife to give this example of submissive love If you love your husband, you will submit, you will yield. But as I said, it does not mean that the husband is to be a dictator and that he is to be proud and think that he's always right. But do not undermine his authority. And if the children are united to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, they will take her as a model. They will appreciate their parents, and they too will be humble, not thinking that they are always right, not placing themselves above their parents. And the impulse to rebel, which we all have within us, concupiscence, through devotion to Our Lady, through praying the rosary, they will be able to overcome it. And finally, parents, if you are more devoted to Our Lady, you will see your children as a gift that God has entrusted to you. And you will know that you will have to give an account to God, and that these children are given to you to bring, to make saints. So devotion to Our Lady is very important. Now, finally, to have Our Lady in the family, she will also make the family become more devout. She will be the one to bring the children to confession. It will be good as a family to go to confession once a week, or even at least once a month, to encourage every family member to be in a state of grace. For that is how the devil enters the home. When we are not in a state of grace, when we are living in sin, that is where conflict comes into it. Envy, rebellion, even unfaithfulness between spouses. So keep your hearts guarded by having it shielded by the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So Our Lady will bring the family members to confession. If you pray the family rosary, the bond of charity will grow. And finally, Our Lady will bring you to adoration. This is the crucial point. Many families don't go to adoration. Many of the children don't know what adoration is. If they don't know what adoration is now, they won't know when they're teenagers. They'll come off the ferry on the high street, and if adoration has taken place on a Thursday, they won't pop in. But even adults, husband and wives, if you have time, come to adoration. It will heal wounds. It will work wonders, miracles in your family. But we abandon Jesus, who is here. So we need to do more adoration as a family. Admittedly, maybe we could do more adorations besides the Thursday, but Thursday we have adoration. So bring your family to adoration. Teach your children about adoration, and your family will be abundantly blessed. So as a proposal, as we have the new year coming up, consecrate your families to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Pray the rosary every day as a family. Husband and wife, pray the rosary together. And if you're able to, you go on a pilgrimage together. Take the family on a pilgrimage at some stage in your lives. But do things together. Have meals together. Recreation together. But do this under the protection of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, under Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. And we pray that the Holy Family will bless each and every one of you and bring you to eternal life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.